At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
This is the VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Here is Adam Burke.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome into a new edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. I'm your host, Adam Burke. This is the Tuesday, April 4th edition of the show. Happy to have you with me here as we got a big slate of games and a lot of things to talk about around the Major League Baseball world. Make sure you head over to VSiN.com, check out my daily article, which you could find Monday through Saturday. A little bit of a late posting. We had a content meeting that ran a little bit long this morning, so about 10 minutes beyond my self-imposed deadline to get that article out. But fortunately, on Tuesdays, we don't get a lot of day games, so it's all right if that's going to happen every Tuesday. But follow me on Twitter, at Skating Tripods, so that you know when that article goes up, because I do post right away when I've got that posted to the website. As you know, this VSiN Daily Baseball Bets podcast, every Monday through Friday here, may add Saturday as the season goes along. Sunday, just not enough lead time with all the day games and all those different kinds of things. But you know, hopefully you've taken some good nuggets and some good information out of the podcast so far. Hey, rate, review, subscribe, leave some feedback. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. So in that way, we can keep modifying this podcast and keep bringing you some of the best baseball betting content in the business. Over at the website as well, check out Zach Cohen's MLB player props. That's going up Monday through Friday. He's also covering for me on Sunday, doing a best bets piece for the Sunday games, along with a write-up on Sunday Night Baseball. It's a long season, 162 games per team, 187 days in the MLB season. Got to try to stay above the mental side of it as much as anything. So nice to get a day off every now and then, but Zach covering for me over there at the website. So let's go ahead and talk about some Major League Baseball things, because there are some pressing matters that I think are worth mentioning here. And the first is, we had a massive uptick in offense on Monday. All 30 teams, in play, 15 games across the board here on Monday. Over the first 4 days, Thursday through Sunday, of the Major League Baseball season, we had 101 home runs. So an average of about 25 per day. And of course, keep in mind that on Friday, we only had 5 games. So 20 teams were off on Friday with days off built into the schedule in the event of bad weather. Now on Monday, we did have some warmer weather. We also had some games where the wind was blowing out a little bit. But how about this? We had 53 home runs hit in Monday's action. I know there was a note about that in the VSiN newsletter. There was a miscommunication. With that, I sent over the note that we had 101 home runs in the first 4 days of the season, and then we had 53 on Monday. Wasn't communicated all that clearly, so I want to make sure I updated that both in the article and also on the podcast here. But 53 home runs across the 15 games. Once again, stolen bases were solid for base runners. There were 14 steals out of 16 attempts, so nothing has changed in that regard. But on Monday, 259 average, 338 on base, 462 slugging percentage. Couple of things about that. The first, the weather did have a little bit of an impact. Temperatures were a little bit milder, and the winds, as I mentioned, were a little bit stronger, particularly blowing out. The Giants hit 7 of those home runs themselves in their game against the White Sox. But here's the biggest thing. We went from a lot of really good to elite starting pitchers over the first 4 days, over the first 3 games for most teams, to a lot of back end of the rotation guys on Monday. And these are guys that, you know, hadn't pitched in probably a week or so, you know, coming out of spring training, stuff like that. But I think what we saw is in a lower strikeout environment, which was the case on Monday, strikeout percentage was only 20.5%. It had been much higher than that over the first 4 days. In a lower strikeout environment, not only did we see more power, which is to be expected, but we also just saw more offense in general. And I think in a post-shift world where you get these back-end starting pitchers that don't strike out a lot of guys, balls in play are going to be even more detrimental for them than they will be for the top-line guys that have elite stuff, you know, are capable of staying off the barrel, are capable of having lower hard-hit percentages, of course, racking up more strikeouts, particularly with men in scoring position. That we may see two different MLBs between when the aces are going and when the other guys are going. And I think that that's going to be particularly interesting in a variety of different ways here as we go throughout the 2023 campaign. The first is that when we get deeper into the season and these rotations are a little bit more jumbled, when you have aces against lesser tier starting pitchers, we may simply have to lay more numbers in those games. And a lot of times we do see line movements in the betting markets on the Jacob deGroms and the Aaron Nolas and the Max Scherzers and the Justin Verlanders of the world. We typically see Garrett Cole, especially, we typically see those guys get bet up about 20 cents or so right away. Off the overnight, doesn't matter what the line is, those guys typically get bumped up 15 to 20 cents in the market just right after lines open. And so, you know, that's something where if you want to bet the aces, you typically have to do it overnight, try to jump on as good of a line as you possibly can. But this year with the shift ban and with the penalty placed on pitchers that don't miss bats, I think we could run into a situation in a scenario where the aces are even better and will get bet up even quicker. Now, again, you don't want to overreact to small sample size data, which is still what we have for this Major League Baseball season. But what I saw on Monday with a lot of below average starting pitchers on the mound, or at least guys with below average strikeout rates, that was a lot of offense for the month of April. That was a lot of offense for what we've seen over the first few days of the season, where it felt like the runs were kind of clustered in games that were, you know, 10-9, 8-7, stuff like that. And then we had a lot of, you know, 4-1, 3-1, 3-2 types of games. Otherwise, for the most part on Monday, we just saw a bunch of games with a bunch of runs. You know, I mean, even in a place like Oakland, we saw a 12-11 game between the Guardians and the A's. You know, we saw a lot of runs in Kansas City between the Blue Jays and the Royals. You know, that was a game where the wind kind of aided some things. The wind was a factor in Oakland as well. But it really does feel like these rule changes are going to negatively impact back-end starting rotation guys in a really big way. And something else I just thought about too, you obviously the shift ban plays a big role, particularly if you're a pitch-to-contact guy. You know, that's going to be an issue for you. But also, the back-end starters, the guys that aren't as good, the guys that don't have the big strikeout rates, they have a lot more traffic on the bases as well. So instead of being able to compose yourself, now you have this pitch clock where, you know, the guys that pitch to contact wind up with a lot of base runners, the guys that don't have as good of control and have the higher walk rates, you wind up with a lot of base runners. And you only have 5 additional seconds with a man on base as opposed to with the bases empty for the pitch clock. So those guys that maybe aren't as composed, aren't as good, can't get the big strikeouts, they may be rattled a little bit more in this environment. And when you're rattled, what do? You make mistakes. And we saw a lot of mistakes in Monday's game, with 53 home runs. Again, that was half of what we saw over the first 4 days of the season, essentially. So I think these rule changes are going to really penalize pitch to contact, back end, bad starting pitchers. So that's something that you'll want to think about from a team total standpoint, from an over standpoint, from a side standpoint with fading some of these guys. They will adjust. Athletes are notorious for adjusting to their environments. But there will be some guys that just simply, I think to some degree, can't adjust. And that may be something that we have to follow quite a bit as the season goes along here. And I'll revisit that point in a minute and explain why I only have one play for this Tuesday card. Even though there are 14 games on the board, there's only one play that I could get to today because we saw this super high variance environment on Monday with a lot of these back end of the starting rotation guys. But something else I wanted to mention here is, you know, when you look at the shift ban, something interesting that I saw, and it leveled off yesterday a little bit, so maybe I was a little bit premature in writing up this content, which I'll post later today over at vsin.com. But one of the things that we saw over the first 4 days of the season was that we saw a big decrease in average launch angle. Now, you don't have to know all about launch angle or anything like that to really comprehend what I'm talking about here. But when you think about some of the changes that have come about in Major League Baseball, as the shift has become more prominent, we've seen a lot of teams make what has been termed launch angle changes. So basically what a launch angle means is that you're trying to hit the ball in the air. You're trying to hit line drives and fly balls. When you're going up to the plate and all of a sudden there's three infielders on one side of the infield, you don't want to hit the ball on the ground, right? You want to hit the ball in the air. You want to hit it over the shift. So as the shift was growing in terms of its usage, front offices, hitting coaches, all these types of people around Major League Baseball started telling their players, look, we got to hit it over the shift. We can't have hits taken away. And obviously players will make these adjustments themselves too, because they get paid in free agency and in contract extensions based on their numbers. So they're going to do anything that they can to try and counteract the shift. So what a lot of teams did was start trying to hit the ball over the shift. And this was something that the Braves had tremendous success with. It was a big part of why they won their World Series and why they've created such a, you know, powerful lineup at this point in time. We saw teams like the Dodgers increase their launch angle, teams like the Giants. You know, we just saw a lot of teams trying to hit the ball in the air more. So what was really interesting to me was that over the first 4 days of the Major League Baseball season, in 2023, with the shift ban, we saw a decrease in average launch angle. And it leveled off a little bit yesterday, as I mentioned, 53 home runs being hit. You can't hit a home run on a ground ball. But it is still lagging quite far behind the last four seasons, 2019 through 2022, with an average launch angle of 12 degrees. Last year, it was 12.7. In 2021, it was 12.6. It was also 12.7 in 2020 and 2019. And it was 12.3 back in 2018. So we may end up seeing less power production as this season goes along, because these hitters are going to go up there to the plate and go, you know what? I don't have to hit the ball in the air anymore. I don't have to try and hit home runs. I can go up there and just try to hit the ball hard somewhere, and hopefully it goes through the shift, or it goes through what used to be the shift. It goes through the infield. So that was one really interesting thing that I looked at here early on in the season. Average launch angle is down, which kind of led to a decrease in power over the first 4 days. As I said, it leveled off a bit on Monday, but that's still something I'm watching very closely. The other thing is average batted ball distance is 161 feet for this season. That's down 4 feet from last year, 5 feet from the year before, down 7 feet from 2020, down 13 feet from 2019, and down 10 feet from 2018. Now, of course, in 2019, we had a juiced baseball. There were a ton of home runs league-wide. That was just kind of an outlier of a year. But the decrease in batted ball distance is also suggestive to me of more ground balls. So we're in a spot now where hitters have kind of changed their mindset and their mentality going up to the plate, which means that run scoring won't be as dependent on the home run as it has been in previous seasons, at least if this trend continues. Now, maybe this trend doesn't continue when we get to the warmer weather months and the ball's carrying a little bit more and guys know they can hit it up in the jet stream and have better results. But that's a really interesting part about the shift being banned here, is that hitters aren't as actively trying to hit the ball over everybody anymore. So that's probably going to lead to a little bit of a decrease in power production, at least early on in the season. And we'll see if that trend ends up sticking. But that brings me to today's card. And the reason why I could only find one play, despite there being 14 games on the board, and I'll get to that play in a second. But yesterday we had a very high variance offensive environment because you're getting a lot of base hits now. You're getting a lot of base runners. It ultimately just comes down to whether or not teams get hits in those situations. We had a 12-11 game in Oakland. The Brewers hung a 10 spot on the Mets. The Giants scored 12, hit 7 home runs against the White Sox. Cubs and Reds, 7-6 game. Twins hung 11. Yankees hung 8. We saw 13 runs between the Pirates and the Red Sox, 9 of those in the first two innings, by the way. Blue Jays Royals got to 14. Braves Cardinals got to 12. Tigers and Astros was a 7-6 game. The Dodgers scored 13 runs against the Rockies. We saw a ton of offense on yesterday's card. And we saw a lot of hits. We had 30 hits in Cleveland. We had 19 hits in that White Sox and Giants game. 22 hits between the Cubs and the Reds. 22 hits between the Twins and the Marlins. The Phillies had 11 hits and only scored one run. 19 hits in that Pirates and Red Sox game. 20 in the Royals game. 22 in the Cardinals game, where the Cardinals just, they can't stop hitting. They just can't stop the other team from scoring runs as well. We had a lot of hits around Major League Baseball yesterday. And when you get these back-end starting pitchers that can't get strikeouts, pitch to a lot of contact, they're going to give up a lot of hits. So when I looked at today's card, for example, you know, just kind of bouncing through some of these games here where maybe I had a lean but didn't end up with a play, I gave a lot of thought to backing Dylan Dodd in the Atlanta Braves today against Steven Matz and the Cardinals. A very warm day in St. Louis. The ball should carry pretty well. This is only the fourth game at Busch Stadium with a double-digit total since 2009. So that gives you an idea of the offense that these two teams could generate in this game and what the projections kind of are from the betting market, who took this line up from 9 flat or even some 8.5s all the way out to 10. These were the top two teams in performance against left-handed pitching last season. Certainly in this run-scoring environment, they should be really good as well. But I thought about taking the Braves simply because in a slugfest type of game, a really good offense at plus money makes a lot of sense. So that was something that I thought about in that game there with the Braves and the Cardinals. Didn't ultimately play it, but that may be the decisions that we have to make in these games with, you know, Dylan Dodd's not a pitch-to-contact guy, and Steven Matz isn't completely. But in these games with these high totals, it may just be, hey, is that offense good enough to win a slugfest? And if they're at plus money, that may be worth taking. And we're seeing as high as plus 127, plus 125 out there in the market on the Braves. That's better than the plus 115 that DraftKings had when I wrote up the article. So that's one where I may regret leaving that one off the card. But it is one that I certainly thought about taking because when you get this high variance environment and you got a good offense getting a plus money number, that's a bet you may want to make more often than not here for this season. And maybe that's something that kind of filters into the one play I did make, which is the over in the Blue Jays and Royals game. Now, I don't think the Royals offense is on the same level as Toronto's, but in a game with a total of 10, where both Yusei Kikuchi and Chris Bubich are bad starting pitchers, that's a spot where the Royals could very well go ahead and outscore the Blue Jays. Now, I took over 10 at minus 115. That's the only play for today. So Blue Jays Royals over 10 minus 115. But in that type of high scoring expectation, you know, you get a higher variance level in those types of games. And if that's what we're going to see when you have non-elite starting pitchers on the mound, well, that's going to make for a really interesting spring and summer, to say the least. You know, another game that kind of fits that bill a little bit that I took a look at and really kind of thought about was this Pittsburgh and Boston game with Roansy Contreras and Nick Pivetta. You know, a total of 9 is juiced to the under a little bit. Maybe that's a weather-related thing. But these two teams scored a bunch of runs yesterday. The Red Sox have scored a bunch of runs in most of their games. They had some back-and-forth affairs against the Orioles last week in some very high-scoring environments. Those are two non-elite pitchers Contreras might be pretty good by the end of the season. Pivetta is a guy that got rocked by the American League East last year, but was better against pretty much everybody else. But that's a high totaled game where you've got a potentially high degree of variance. You know, maybe the same thing in the Cubs and the Reds game where, you know, I really like Hayden Wisniewski against Luis Sessa, but Wisniewski's a guy that, you know, we don't have a ton of major league data points. I know the stuff is good. The minor league numbers have been good. We don't have a ton of major league data points to fall back on. So maybe that's another game that's kind of open to a significant amount of variance with a pretty decent day for hitting in Cincinnati. So when we have the non-elite guys out there, those are the things that will be running through my mind. And, you know, again, I mentioned some of the numbers that were kind of skewed from yesterday's big offensive output. This is why compiling a high sample size of data really matters. You don't want to make any determinations based off of small sample sizes because baseball gives you a lot of data points and you have time to wait for those stats to reach points of significance. And it looked like offense maybe wasn't going to benefit at all from the shift ban and from some of the things that we've seen. It turns out it was just maybe 4 days of slow offense and then one day of really big offense to kind of balance out the numbers. So that's another reason I only got one play out of today's 14 games, and we can afford to be patient in Major League Baseball. Everyone is going through these rule changes. Everyone's getting into the rhythm of the season. We can afford to be patient with a lot of these games, with a lot of these starting pitchers, and let some of these data points and some of these stats kind of build up a little bit. And you know, you don't have to go overboard in April. I do think there's some equity in kind of taking underdogs and playing in a higher variance environment. But at the same time, there's a lot to learn about these guys and how they're going to handle these rule changes and what it's all going to mean for them. So that's just kind of talking through my mindset, because early on in the season here, as I mentioned on yesterday's show, doing a lot of analysis and sort of freezing myself out, freezing my mind out a little bit, trying to kind of balance that out in a healthy way early on in the season here. And if that means one play, that means one play. If you're an action junkie and you want a bunch of plays to spray around the card, that's not me. That's not what my style is. That's not the way that I handicap and analyze baseball. Will there be days where I like, you know, maybe 4, 5, 6 plays? Sure. Will there be days where I like one? Absolutely. Because I'm just analyzing the data and sort of suggesting what I think makes sense. So hopefully you're okay with that. You know, if you want a ton of action, you can crowdsource 4 different opinions and all of that. But I'm going to be straightforward. I'm going to share information. I'm going to keep volume low if I feel like I need to. And right now, with the way that the baseball season is kind of starting out and all the moving parts that are there, I may be lower volume a few days here early on in the season. But with that said, we are getting second starts for some guys now. Zach Gallen making his second start today. Max Scherzer, Herman Marquez, and Julio Urias. Kyle Gibson making his second start for the Orioles. He was a late addition to the game today. Shane Bieber's second start. Luis Castillo, second start. Sandy Alcantara, second start. So we're getting some second starts for these guys. We'll get some more data points as we go forward here. But just again, I thought it was really interesting and fascinating to talk about the big uptick in offense for Monday and how that has an impact for me on the next day. But then I'll follow it and we'll see what kinds of numbers we get in terms of offense today, where the weather's a little bit better in some places. You still have some back end of the rotation guys. Still a lot to figure out as this season goes along. So as I mentioned, rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcast content. Check out the daily article Monday through Saturday over at VSiN.com and check out the fine work my colleague Zach Cohen is doing on the player prop side as well. Podcast Monday through Friday on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Hope you like what you heard so far, and I got plenty more, and the analysis will get even higher in quality as we get more data points and more stats for the 2023 Major League Baseball season. So thanks everybody for listening to VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. I'm your host, Adam Burke.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.